Productions are here to help.
Now, if all the world was a stage, the best role you get to play is yourself. That's according to my next guest, who uses theatre skills to help business managers become better leaders in the workplace. Dr. Diana Theodorez, she's the director of Theatre for Business and author of Performing as You, How to Have Authentic Impact in Every Role You Play. Dr. Diana, you're very welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
Now, let's talk about theatre. I understand sort of theatre and business more from kind of a retail perspective, where you've got maybe somebody making coffee and there's a bit of drama around it and it all adds to the spice of the experience. But you talk about theatre when it comes to leadership, and you say that leaders should show their emotion, dropping their corporate masks, which will benefit a business. Could I suggest to you maybe that if you drop your mask, that one could be showing vulnerability, could be a dodgy thing to do around leadership and people's confidence in you?
Well, I think when we think about dropping the corporate mask, it's more to do with trying to get out from under the kind of epidemic of obedience and conformity. It's being able to bring more humanity through the door. And I think when we look around the world, to business leaders, to all kinds of leaders that we admire, one of the things often said is they're able to lead with their humanity, they're able to lead authentically, they're able to show some vulnerability. And I think that that really is the story of bringing emotion into the workplace. It's not about unloading emotions, it's not about crying or having meltdowns or any of that. It's simply saying, you know, we can role model things a little differently. We can bring more of who we are wholly as human beings through those doors. Because when we think about how we perform in the world, there are so many things that constitute our creativity, our passion, our full range of expression. And all of those things are great assets when you bring them into an organization. It's a great way.
Okay.
Help me here, Diana,
because just if I'm at a meeting and my manager starts crying at the meeting and there's a kind of a deadly silence and we all sit around the table, and I'm just trying to think if surely that showing of vulnerability is damaging to that manager. It doesn't inspire me that person is a wonderful leader, or does it?
Well, it depends on how that is being handled in the moment. I mean, I think we're on an interesting topic here, which is much more to do with holistic environments in organizations where we can actually show up with more of our emotion. And sometimes emotion is simply translated as passion. So let me just switch it over for a moment to the area of, for instance, giving presentations. A lot of times people will say, you know, all presentations start to sound the same. They can become stale. They can become very locked down. And we start not engaging with the messages any longer. When suddenly someone comes along and they invest a huge amount of passion and emotion and expression in how they deliver that presentation or that pitch or that talk, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, I absolutely get that.
That's really what I'm talking about.
So if you're saying that, you know, then your workplace is your stage, and you're communicating in a way, somebody on the stage, which you're projecting yourself, you've got an aura of confidence about you, that naturally, those kind of skills would naturally make me believe that this person, he or she, does have good leadership strengths.
Yes, and I think that's one of the great gifts and elegant lessons that theater has as a transferable skill into the world of business and business leadership. That, you know, when people feel inspired, when they feel that they are having great engagement, when messages are landing with people, then people are more motivated. They perform at their best. And great leaders are able to do that. They're able to leverage great storytelling. They're able to motivate and galvanize people. They're able to connect. They're able to create great environments for ideas to flourish. So there's a lot of things that they can bring to the table. But first and foremost, they have to be themselves. This is not about putting on some persona.
I wanted to ask you that, Diana, because if we think about actors and we think about stage, you know, we're playing somebody else in lots of cases. And that sincerity that you speak about, that's surely really the most important thing in terms of credibility.
Absolutely. And however, we do tend to think of performance in the theater as contrivance and artificial and pretending to be. But in fact, the role of the director in the rehearsal room to get a great performance out of a performer, they have to help them connect powerfully and uniquely and truthfully to that role. They have to find something in themselves that is true. And so when we talk about authentic leading, it's the same thing. We're in the spotlight as leaders, but we have to find for ourselves our own sense of meaning in what we're saying and how we're saying it and what our beliefs are and what our values are. So playing yourself is not a contrivance, it's being a powerful communicator with all of your true presence.
And then you do have organizations then that would be quite rigid in their, you know, in their policies, their procedures, and they don't really want people to be themselves in that sense. Is that difficult then for a leader to flourish in that type of environment?
Well, you know, I think that's a bit of a myth. I actually think that we are moving past that. I think there's a far more enlightened notion of what leadership is and what organizational culture looks like now. And I think that there is an enormous movement towards diversity of expression, diversity of ideas. We know already that for innovation to thrive, we have to have multiple perspectives. We have to role model leadership in many different ways. So I think that actually more and more there are many, many much better models for people bringing more of their greatest assets as human beings through the doors of their organization. And I don't think that the way we do things around here as the traditional notion, I don't think that that is holding as steadfastly as you might think. I think it is changing.
Well said. Okay, well, well said. And it's a great book. And my guest was Dr. Diana Theodorous, Director of Theatre for Business and author of Performing as You. Thank you so much for joining me, Diana, and we wish you well in the future.